Welcome to Maseches Ksubos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud, Chapter 7, Mishnah 10. The previous Mishnah discussed blemishes that the husband may have and his wife demands divorce, she demands a get because those blemishes bother her or they're just making her life miserable. And here the Mishnah speaks a little bit more in depth about this topic, begins the Mishnah of Elu. These people with physical blemishes or deformations, shekaifin ha'isan lahatzi, we force them to divorce their wives and to pay the money of the kesuba. Mukashchin, a leper, ubal palifus. Palifus is a Greek word, and one explanation is that he has some type of abscess on his nose that makes it very difficult, and every time that he breathes, he wheezes. The Gemara says that it's worse than that, that some type, because of the abscess, a terrible odor emits from his nose. V'hamekamets, a person whose profession is to gather the excrement of dogs, that was used in the processing of hides. V'hametzarif nechoshes, somebody who is a miner of copper. V'habursi, a fellow that is a tanner. All these people have a terrible odor from because of their occupation. Bein shahayu bam, whether they had these blemishes, these professions, at shalei nisu, even prior to marriage, and the woodman did not know about them. Bein mishanisu noldu, or whether they happened after marriage, that means they took these professions on or had these physical blemishes after marriage, the woman could say, this is too much for me, I just can't handle this. V'akulon, all these blemishes. Rabbi Meir said, afapi sheisneima, even though they made a condition, a stipulation before marriage that he has these problems or these professions, and she acquiesced and said, don't worry, I want to get married anyways. Yechayla yishatoymar, she could say after the nisun, after the marriage, sivura yisishani yechayla lekabel, I thought I would be able to manage with these problems, with these deficiencies. However, ve'achsha ve'ni yechayla lekabel, now I realize that it's just too much for me and I can't really live with this man. Please give me a divorce. Any woman who had the blemishes were on her husband before they got married, she knew about them. And how much more so if it was part of the stipulations in the marriage, and she says, I could take it. In all those situations, we cannot force him to divorce her, except for a person who has leprosy. A mukashchin is somebody who has leprosy, who has a terrible skin ailment. Because when they're intimate together, it makes it worse, and it's a sakana, it's a danger for the husband. The Mishnah concludes, Maisa b'tzidon, there was a story in tzidon, b'bursi yachad shemes, there was a tanner who passed away, he had no children, and now there was his wife who was a widow, v'haya lo'ach, and he had a brother, bursi, that he too was a tanner, and now the widow falls to him to yibum, there's a mitzvah for the brother of the deceased to marry the widow who had no children. And the chachamim say, Yechayla yishataymar, the woman could say, Le'achicha ha'isa yechayisi yechayla lekabel. Even though I was married to your brother who had a terrible odor, but somehow I was able to take his odor and I was able to somehow survive. However, lecha, even though you have the same occupation, ain't yechayla lekabel. You, I can't take your odor that you have, and therefore there is no obligation for yibum, and there's going to be chalitza, and he has to pay her the money of the kesuba. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.